This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I watched and listened to this whole thing. First at the station, then driving down here, and I caught the very end of it when I was sitting in the parking lot here at the Rivers. One of the biggest winners today, in my opinion, is Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph, I think, unless the Steelers draft somebody with the 21st pick, or Aaron Rodgers has everything in his personal life freed up and it changes in the next few months, he's in the driver's seat to be the Steelers starting quarterback, and I'm not opposed to that, but I really didn't think a week before draft night I would be saying that. Just these quotes from Rodgers. Personal commitments. He talked about his girlfriend. People in my inner circle are going through difficult stuff right now. It's taken my attention away from football. So what are the Steelers waiting on or waiting for? They're waiting for a guy who's barely outside of a workout here and there with DK Metcalf. He says he's working out. I don't know how much football workouts he's doing. He's keeping himself in shape. But this isn't like Tom Brady in his 40s where every day he spent getting better at football. What can I do when I get up today to make myself a better football player? Aaron Rodgers isn't doing any of that. I mean, he's not going to tell people exactly what's going on with his personal life and his friends. Clearly, they're in enough trouble or there's enough going wrong right now where he can't tell the Steelers or any team, yes, I'm ready to play. Unless he told Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney, this is what my friends are going through and this is how long I think it's going to take them to get better. I'm at a loss for words here. I don't get how they could have come out of that meeting thinking, yeah, we're in good shape with Aaron Rodgers. We feel like it's a slam dunk he's going to sign here. He sounded like a guy who needs a lot of things to happen in order for him to shift his attention from what's going on in his personal life to football. It's only April. The season doesn't start until September. But maybe that's why Mike Tomlin said at the owners' meetings, training camp is an important date, because his feedback, his conversations with Rodgers made him think he's nowhere close to making a decision on what to do with his football future. And after watching and listening to McAfee, that's the conclusion I come up with. You know, oh, he's going to announce a big night out. No. Oh, he's going to announce draft week. No, he's not. So we're going to be in this standstill for a very, very, very long time unless the Steelers come up with something or pivot to something that they like more. You know, maybe that's why Art is putting pressure on Mike and Omar to meet with some of these quarterbacks in the draft. You know, he said he's not going to wait forever on Rodgers. He might have to if Rodgers is going to prioritize these things in his personal life first. So I started to feel, after talking to Aditi yesterday, like this wasn't going to happen and that there was a better chance than not Aaron Rodgers was going to put off football in 2025 or not play. That's honestly how I feel after watching him today, and I wonder about you too. 412-928-9370. Donnie, you were watching with me. Your thoughts on what we saw from Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, I know we have been talking about this now for well over a month. What is it, like 5 weeks we're going on? It feels like much longer than that. And for the last few weeks, I have said, yeah, as annoying as Aaron Rodgers and as dramatic as Aaron Rodgers may be, the Steelers are the team doing this because they could virtually just back out of this thing at any time, and they refuse to do so. They continue to act like and talk like they are in the know and they have full control of the situation. Based on what we heard today, I have zero indication of that.
And Donnie, let's look at it from this perspective. Aaron Rodgers apparently isn't in any control. It's dependent on these people who he's close to.
The inner circle. It sounds like a wrestling faction.
He said the inner circle. Something needs to get resolved with these people before he can concentrate on football again. If it's health related, who knows how long it's going to take? I mean, I thought that's what he was alluding to. This is just me having gone through personal life situations before, having sick loved ones, losing loved ones. That's what it sounded like to me. Somebody very close to me is dealing with a serious health issue. So, I mean, what are the Steelers going to wait for? The person to heal or for them to get worse? I mean, I don't know.
The Steelers continue to look more and more foolish here. And if you're going to be somebody out there that doesn't see it that way, I'm sorry, but I think you're a fool with them.
Donnie, he didn't even want to say. He could have easily gone on there because Pat, to his credit, asked him this question. He could have said, you know what? I'm here to clear the air, which he said several times. I'm here to be open with you guys and transparent with you guys. Once these things get figured out and fixed, I'm ready to go to Pittsburgh and be a Steeler. And he still didn't even want to say that.
That's the other part of it. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like he really has much of an interest at all in playing football. And I actually think, and I'm glad we put it out there into the universe yesterday, and people can go back on social media and find it, the clip that we had with Aditi yesterday, because I think what she said later in that interview is pretty accurate as to what is going on. Now, of course, Rodgers loves to dispel all of the BS that is out there, but the picture that she painted, Pony, if we go back to that, it sounds pretty accurate as to what the situation is. Like, Rodgers is absolutely contemplating retirement. Now, she didn't throw in the off, you know, the family stuff or the inner circle stuff or any of that. But yeah, he's absolutely contemplating giving up football. And I still think that there is truth that he would rather wait on a true contender. And he may not see the Steelers that way because, let's be honest, they're not.
Well, look, if he knows he's got divided attention and other things going on and can't commit all his energy to his career right now, it would be easier for him to parachute into or get dropped into a situation that's easier, better leaders, offense in good shape, coaches that he trusts, all of those things, than, you know, something that's maybe more akin to the Jets, where he has to take the bull by the horns and take charge of the situation. It doesn't look, I mean, he made it sound like it isn't about the, you know, I need a coach who's wired this way, or I need an offensive line that looks like this, or wide receivers that play like this. He seemed genuinely to make it about his own personal life situation. And that's the holdup, and not, he said, you know, Ben's hypothesis about waiting out the Vikings, he said that was wrong. It's not about the Vikings' preference over the Steelers. It's legitimately about my personal life. Okay, so even if we don't get into argument about, you know, is Rodgers being dishonest? Is he lying? Is he telling the truth? if we even just take him at his word, he sounds like a guy who is very far away from making a decision on the Steelers. And it just blows to smithereens all of this secret deal, secret handshake, this the vibe that the Steelers put out now at the owners' meeting baffles my mind that they would come across both Mike Tomlin and more so Art Rooney, that they would seem so confident that this was going to happen. I mean, Art was practically chortling and giggling with reporters about it, making it sound like he thought, like he talked so freely, and he painted the impression, or I thought made it seem like this was only a matter of time. It's very, very far from a done deal. And I think, you know, I'm fine with Mason Rudolph. If Mike Tomlin legitimately is not fine with him, then they got to make alternative plans early in the draft, or, you know, wait out Kirk Cousins. I don't know. But this does now, I think, have a very good chance of blowing up in their face. They put all their eggs in this guy's basket, and if he really is being truthful and let them know from day one, hey, I'll come visit you guys, I'll work out with DK Metcalf, but I'm very far from giving you any kind of confidence that I'm going to play there, because I need these things to get shored up in my personal life, and they're still this committed and this latched onto and this in this still desperate for Aaron Rodgers. It's crazy. You know, I thought that he might say something today that made Steelers fans get some level of peace of mind, like, okay, he doesn't want to announce it on Pat's show, but hey, he's coming here. Pat asked him several times, hey, once your personal life gets figured out, are you going to be a Steeler? And he wouldn't answer that question.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.